Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
By the way, you got it. As we celebrate our 20th anniversary party up in Woodinville there at the Black Raven Brewing Facility, We asked you to pick the t-shirt that you want to back in the rotation. One that you'd like to own again. My vote was for the Turtle Sex t-shirt, but you are the ones who voted. So now we have the Men's Room drinking t-shirt. Available for you in the Rock Shop now. Head to KISW.com as we say cheers to 20 years.
Hell yeah.
Here on The Rock. Another question, whether it was good or not, what did you witness that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK. Couple of comments here. Let's see. This is back in the day, guys, but I saw someone try to rob a Blockbuster video. The guy that I kind of knew from high school behind the counter beat him unconscious and bloody with a metal little league bat that they had behind the counter there. Never will forget that.
Busted your block.
Oh, here's pretty cool. I watched the solar eclipse from a mountaintop with a 360-degree view. Pictures don't do it justice. I saw the shadow coming over the ridges towards me for a moment, incredibly fast, blacking them completely out. Then the light just goes out and the temperature instantly drops. Mm-hmm. You look around, you can see the sunlight in the distance in every direction, but not on you.
Right.
That's crazy.
That is pretty cool.
Here's a weird one. A dude landed his parachute on our school soccer field. The year was 2005, when I was still in fifth grade. It was random as F. We're just there having recess. And suddenly, this guy lands his rainbow-colored parachute out of nowhere. The cops eventually ended up, believe it or not, arresting him, as apparently he didn't have any permits or whatever. Oh. But all the kids were cheering and jumping up and down.
Well, I mean, if I'm a kid, that's awesome.
Parachute day was always the best in school, so now they're stoked.
Oh, you mean when they put you under the thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't know that I'd be super pumped. They're like some random dude just landed your kid's school.
I mean, look, if I'm a kid, I definitely get the perspective. It's awesome. My first thought is Red Dawn.
Well, yeah. Are you saying
that's how they invaded the country? The kids are in school. They're like, look at the guys in the parachutes. And then they were mowed down.
I don't know this to be fact, obviously. Know nothing about it. But you just can't go up and parachute, I guess.
I guess not.
Yeah, I guess not.
Like, I got a Cessna. Got a buddy who can do it. Like, hey, man, I'll take you up there if you want.
I just want to jump out.
Yeah, I'll drop you over to the stadium.
Is it that you have to contact the FAA? Is it that you have to have a permit? And then my question is, even if the guy had a permit, like, you still landed on a school lawn.
Yeah. On a soccer field.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Couple more. Guys, I saw a kid on a bike get hit by a car in San Francisco.
Oh.
I heard something that sounded like a car door slamming real hard. Turned around to see about a 14-year-old kid in his BMX about 7 feet up in the air.
Mm. Oh,
when he hit the road, his first instinct was to get himself and his bike out of the road. So he was a little bit shaken, but he was okay. He was safely on the sidewalk and just sat down on the curb and started sobbing.
That sounds about right.
I'm going to go ahead and have a cry.
Yeah, I realize how bad it hurts now. Yeah.
Guys, I saw the Challenger blow up from the roof of my work building back in the day.
Oh.
I saw it on television.
I did, too. Well, we saw it after the fact, but...
But your brother saw a launch.
I think it may have been the final shuttle launch. Either way, man, he's worked in the aerospace industry since he got out of college, right? But I don't know what the process is to get an invite to Cape Canaveral. Obviously, if you're family or work in the industry, but they invited him down. And again, I'm pretty sure it's the final shuttle launch. I'm like, how was that? And he's like, it's cool, man, because you're real far away from this thing, all right? And he said, like, it takes off. And you don't hear anything for a second. You see this big explosion, and this thing's going up in the air. It said then, like, the temperature picks up. The ground starts rattling, and you realize all the thrust that thing needs to actually launch it. He's like, it is deafening. It was almost terrifying. He's like, it's crazy. And he's like, again, you're not even close.
Right.
You're a good distance away. I was like, man, that's something I really want to do. Guys,
I saw the last shuttle launch from Disney World.
Oh, no, yeah.
Because we were down there.
Yeah, you were down there, right.
And, like, the resort we were staying in, Old Key West. They were like, if you're at the pool at this time and look straight across and it's not cloudy, you'll see it. Because I guess,
how close do you think you were if you'd asked me? 10 miles? 5 miles?
I have no idea.
Really?
Honestly, I have no idea. But it was clear as day.
Well, it's Kennedy.
Did you hear any of it?
It's on the ocean. So that's an hour away.
Really?
At least by car.
Huh.
Yeah, I want to say, I think it was a couple hours away. But it was still just cool to see. Like,
oh, wow.
Holy cow. Yeah, and you, even from that distance, like, you've never seen anything move like the space shuttle moves with all the... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what my brother was saying. Yes. He was like, dude, it's just not what you expect.
Guys, I thought I grew up in a quiet town that had nothing going on, but my mom was a store manager at Target. Had a customer come in one day, drop her clothes completely in front of everyone, then proceeded to pull an empty syringe out of her backside and start waving it in the air. My mom talked about this for weeks.
Can I get a refill?
She told everyone she knew the story. No matter where we were, she told everybody about that woman.
Well, yeah, if you get naked and do something weird, kind of sticks in the memory.
Yeah.
Guys saw Led Zeppelin during the Physical Graffiti tour. Jimmy Page was playing the guitar with a bow, and a laser pyramid was spinning around him. Jimmy started playing faster and faster. The pyramid is spinning faster and faster. And suddenly he goes into the opening for Kashmir. 13,000 people just erupt, standing on their feet. And lit their lighters.
That sounds cool, actually.
Our question, whether it was good or not, what did you witness you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Angel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, muchacho.
Hola.
Okay, my experience was 1991. I was in the Persian Gulf War. And this is a different type of war because this was more like a tank battlefield. You know, mechanized vehicles, you know, you put your soldiers over there, we are over here, and then we go at it. And after like 1.5 days, 2 days, no sleep, you can start smelling like a mixture between diesel burning with human feces and puke. And, you know when you're grilling chicken and one of them drumsticks fall in the grill?
Yeah.
Okay, man.
I don't know if that's going to compare.
Angel, yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
So this is like a different type of battlefield, you know. This is like tanks against tanks and stuff like that. So it's a lot of burning and people blowing up and all that. And so every time I go into a bathroom that is dirty, I remember
just
stuff
go right
like
back
that.
To it.
Wait, every time you go into a dirty bathroom, it takes you back to there.
Exactly. Every time I am in a party and somebody throw up, I think about it.
Smells bring back memories, man.
No, they do. Yeah. That's just not where I would hope I would go with that.
Yeah.
So this is what it is for me, you know?
Wow. I mean, like, every time I throw up or somebody else throws up, it just takes me back to the last time somebody threw up around me.
Yeah.
There's always this universal smell to pretty much all vomit, depending on what you drink. But generally speaking, like, you know the smell of puke. It just smells like puke. Nothing else smells like puke.
Yeah.
It really doesn't. Same thing with poop. Mm-hmm. Everyone's poop smells a little different, but you have no doubt that it is, in fact, poop.
I smelled a lot of, been around, you know, especially in your 20s. You meet a lot of people that are puking.
Yeah.
Or partying and this and that. I swear, my nephew once on Christmas Day when he was a little kid puked, and it was the most rancid, awful thing I've ever smelled.
I've never had a real adverse reaction to the smell of someone puking, and in this case, it wasn't even puking, just they regurgitated food out of their mouth, and I cannot explain how disgusting this was, but I'm with my cousin, we're kids at this point, and I don't remember what the conversation was, but I said something and he laughed. He's like 2 or 3 years younger than me, and he's drinking a Coca-Cola, but he had scrambled eggs in his mouth. And all of these scrambled eggs just came out and streamed into his glass of Coke. And it does not sound as gross as it was, man. But I remember it went to his Coke glass, then it kind of spinning around the top. And my brother, who rarely outwardly gets mad, just the look of sheer disgust on his face. Like, he wanted to beat up our cousin. But I was like, man, to this day, I don't know that I've seen anything grosser. And honest to God, it was just scrambled eggs.
My daughter. My daughter had the worst puke I've ever seen in my life. There was even no alcohol involved.
Right.
She had a seizure. And I mean, everything comes out. Everything. You ate food a month ago, it's coming out. I mean, backside, front side.
So she's pooping too, right?
Oh, God. I mean, everything. Matt, I mean, completely. Her body. You couldn't have taken a syringe and pulled out anything.
Right. It's all gone.
It's gone. I was just like, damn, man. That is a lot.
That is gross.
Yeah.
Not even a seizure, man. You're just gross.
Also, just so you know, EMTs, those guys, EMS guys, firemen, whatever, they are very thorough, and God bless them for doing their job.
Yeah.
You know, and I appreciate that. But they will pull. They want to pull you aside. They want to make sure you don't beat your kid.
Yeah, of course.
So they kind of have that interview process with you. We're like, but you're still freaked out over what you've seen.
Right. You're trying to be calm to answer the questions.
Right. But I know, but you're just like, you're not in a good state of mind.
No.
So it's like, it's not that it's like, you want to say, hey, this is a ridiculous question. I understand the protocol behind it.
Can we wait 5 minutes?
Yes.
Can we get her
in the ambulance and get her to the hospital? Then I'll answer all your questions. You're like, can we get her out of the freaking house, man?
Yeah. You know?
But that, I mean, that's like, God bless them. They have to do it for a reason. Because
I get it.
Because it's necessary, obviously.
Right.
Whether it was good or not, what did you witness that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you doing?
Doing great, man. How are you, bro?
I am phenomenal. Well, I got to tell you, I had this friend who was a singer for a band down in Portland, and he came up here to do a show at Under the Rail. And he did his set, and he did fine, but he goes, I want you to stick around for the next act. And I was like, okay, sure, whatever. And so I do, and it turns out to be Gigi Allen and the Murder Junkies.
Let me guess, you had no idea what to expect when this dude rolled on stage.
None whatsoever. I was a babe in the woods. It was really, really unbelievable.
And what are some of the stunts he pulled off?
Well, I don't know how much I can really tell online, or I mean on the air, but... He would jump from the stage and fight with anybody he could while he's covered in his own excrement.
Oh, yeah. You don't remember this guy, Gigi Allen?
No.
I can't tell you anything about this guy other than what Nick is telling us now. Like, that was his whole thing. Like, if you go to his show, there's blood, there's vomit, there's poop, there's pee. All of it's real, and most of it's his.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is the band any good?
Where they shouldn't be, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, wasn't he like rolling the stage or broken glass and all this stuff, man? I mean, I was just kind of...
Yep.
So,
covered in blood, yeah. And he'd fight anybody that was near the stage. Luckily, my friend told me to stay back from the stage, so that was a good part.
I mean, were people... Nothing
will ever shock me now.
Would he just jump in the crowd and start punching people, or did you have to yell something at him?
I don't know the swinging. Whole thing. But like that was his...
You can see the videos on YouTube or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
They're all over.
That's the only thing I ever heard about the guy.
Gigi Allen and the Jabbers?
Just try
Murder
Gigi
Junkies.
Allen. Yeah. I don't think his backup band's going to matter much about what kind of display he's going to put on, man.
No,
that guy. So, was the band any good?
The band was absolutely horrible.
Okay. That's why you have to do all that other stuff.
I know the Mentors, but they were worse than that.
I know the name, the Mentors. Not familiar with them, though.
They're from Linwood.
Okay. Well, Mentors, if you're out there, apparently you were terrible. But not as bad as Gigi.
And the bright side, I've seen a triple rainbow before. So
where'd you see a triple rainbow?
I saw it right here.
Is this guy still alive?
I don't think so. Chief on the pass.
That's pretty cool. Like, I've gotten the double on occasion, never the triple rainbow.
Hmm.
Gigi Allen, I don't think he is, but I'm not 100%. But like I said,
I've never heard of him before.
Never heard of him.
No.
Wow. Like, he died in 93.
And it's like, growing up, I heard about the guy. Never heard anything about his band ever. Not one thing about a single song that he played. But you heard about the stage show. And it was just, it was weird, man.
That is wild.
Yeah.
How do you have someone say, like, we got to go, man. Last time I went, he dove on me and punched me in the face, and his face was covered in poop.
Not even that, but club.
Why would you want to go and do that?
Like, if I own the club, it's like, look, man, I know maybe this guy's going to sell it out. I can make money, but... But we got to do the clean, and this is not normal band cleanup, man.
No.
You know, a couple of used condoms and a dirty bag of Coke. Like, there's poop and blood and vomit and everything. That's his whole deal. That was his shtick.
But hey, it worked for him.
Damn. Hello, Christopher. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, I listen to you guys every day on the way home. You make traffic bearable. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate
thank you, brother.
Hey, so I'm a food service repair tech. I fix things like Slurpee machines, ovens, whatnot. And this happened a couple of years ago. I was at a Burger King up in Everett, and all of my weird stories seem to take place in Everett.
Yeah, Everett kind of has that going on.
Yeah, that's on Everett, not so much you.
Well, and I remember it to the day I was fixing their icy machine, and I remember even the parts that I was supposed to order for it. But I pull off, get done with the job, go to the parking lot, and get ready to eat lunch. This lady pulls out of the drive-thru, pulls into the spot right next to me. I look over, and she's kind of rummaging through her package there, and she pulls out a chicken sandwich, opens the chicken sandwich very methodically, takes the top off of the chicken sandwich, scrapes off the lettuce and mayonnaise and tomato, and then wipes it across her forehead.
What?
Wow. Wipes the bun across her forehead?
Right across her forehead. It was the weirdest thing I have ever seen, and I've seen a lot of weird stuff.
Huh.
And I thought in that moment was, I got to get the heck out of Everett because there's something to water.
Across her
forehead.
And did she put it back on her sandwich and then eat it?
I didn't stick around long enough to wait to see.
That's all you needed to be chased out of there. Like, nope, not dealing with
it. I've seen the in a similar, if you'll give me like the 2 seconds, but
sure.
I was doing another one, roller grill, 7-Eleven. I'm removing the old roller grill, throwing it in the truck. I asked the guy, hey, do you have a cardboard disposal, dumpster, whatever, for the box? He says, sure. Gives me the keys. I go to the back. I come back inside, and I hear this scraping on my shoe, and I was wearing flat shoes that didn't have a tread to them, so that was confusing. I check, and there is a human molar, a full-on human molar stuck to the bottom of my shoe.
Oh, God. Jesus.
God,
so the 7-Eleven thing, is that what you're saying makes it an interesting job every once in a while?
Well, I work at a lot of different places, convenience stores, restaurants, and I've done countless things under the sun, and it does make it interesting, but I don't think it's precluded to food service.
All right, let me ask you this, man. Out of those two scenarios, we say you're going to relive one of these moments again. Is it crazy lady wiping condiments in the bun across her forehead, or you step on another human molar?
Well, like you guys, I had more questions, so I might have stuck around for the sandwich see if she'd eat it.
All right. Man.
Yeah, that had been my moment.
God, the molar thing, man, that's just too much.
There's something about
I don't know why.
Teeth need to be in your mouth.
God. Oh, God.
I wasn't sure if it was like a moisturizing, regimen that she had figured out or something, but the whole dang thing. And I didn't know if she ordered two chicken sandwiches. Maybe she had one for eating and one for
one for wearing. Yeah, man. Eat one, wear one.
It also seems odd. You could just go to the store and get lettuce and mayonnaise if you just want to wipe it on yourself.
Right. I would think if I'm going to do something like that, that's something I would do in the privacy of my own home. But I have the disadvantage of not being clinically insane.
Nah, man. You need the essence of the bun, and it's time sensitive. After a while, that bun gets too waterlogged.
I thought she was going to be your hero. Like, she took the tomato off. She
took I was tracking. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
You're like, what's
good
the
for
big
her.
Deal?
See,
what if he just said, and then she just ate that sandwich like that.
I was going the opposite. I thought it was going to be much dirtier.
Well,
like she shoved the chicken down her pants.
Well, I think Miles and I were tracking the same wrong direction at first because he said rummaging through her package. Right? So I thought he meant, and then pulled out the chicken sandwich. And I'm like, oh, God, okay.
Okay, the bag.
He meant the bag.
I still think she's going to get nasty with that chicken sandwich.
I think she is, too. She's getting herself warmed up.
Yeah. Somehow, that would seem less odd to me if she just put the sandwich in her pants than her just wiping lettuce and mayonnaise on her forehead.
You're right. That would be less weird.
It would.
Whether it was good or not, what did you witness that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Men's Room.
Count up the 10 greatest Seattle Mariners of all time and the most dangerous states with your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah.
In the meantime, our question was there whether it was good or not. What did you witness you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK. A couple more comments. This is a pretty good one here. Guys, I was in Munich, Germany about 5 years ago. Was walking back to my hotel when I hear Eye of the Tiger playing loud in the middle of the street.
Of course. It's the German way.
I turn around. And there's a guy jogging and running on the opposite side of the street.
No way.
He's being followed by a guy on a rickshaw. It's got a big speaker on the back seats. That's where Eye of the Tiger's coming from. So silly and simple, but actually made me laugh out loud when I saw it.
Hey, man, it works. If you hear the song, you want to do something.
Yeah.
No matter how cheesy it is.
Well, the guy in the rickshaw's got to be running. So he's actually pulling a rickshaw with the speaker. He's the one getting in shape.
I was thinking a bike rickshaw.
Oh, maybe.
You think he's running?
I was going to say.
I feel like everybody's worked out to that song at least once. If you're working out, even if you're working out for the first time, it's like, you got to listen to music. I feel like that's the first song that comes to mind.
Just go Eye of the Tiger. It'll work.
When's the last time you saw a man running a rickshaw?
Never. Never.
Indiana
Jones? I don't know.
I just assumed he was on a bicycle.
Have you ever seen an Amish buggy with a family? That was a wild one for me. I've only seen that once, and it was just like, wow.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Eastern Pennsylvania is different than Western Pennsylvania. So, like, I never really went into the York area that much or the Lancaster area.
Didn't miss anything.
Central, I've been into Harrisburg and all that north, but just not into the traditional Amish
areas. They are
areas.
Everywhere. And, like, when I was a little kid, I was like, oh, man, that's kind of cool. Because you're seeing a horse and buggy. As an adult, it's like, get the F out of the road.
I've stopped into many Amish. The stores are amazing.
Yeah.
Their food is great. They make furniture, all that stuff. I've been in those.
The Amish stores are great.
I've just never seen an actual horse and buggy.
My cousin worked
at one. At an Amish store?
Because technically, they're not supposed to use electricity.
Right.
So some of the storefronts, they will hire local, like, teenagers to work with the Amish kids and run that stuff.
Hmm. Okay.
Feels like
it's cheating. Like DMX. Now, I cannot use this electric drill, but I can hand it to my homeboy over here. And he can use that electric drill.
There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Could they use batteries? You know what I mean?
No.
So that's the whole thing now, is that some of them are using solar power kind of tools okay. and stuff. And like,
where's the line?
Wait, where's the line? So I'm with you. Like, you're sending, you know, teenagers down on a bus, and it's like, we put a partition in between the men and the girls and the boys. Like, sure, but you're also running a business. Like, how? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like, I was talking with some people yesterday about the LDS, right?
Mm-hmm.
Church of Latter-day Saints. And when they have that soaking.
Oh, yeah.
What is
you haven't heard of this?
How do I describe
it? It's what the new kids are doing. So they're simulating sex by basically doing 3/4 of what it takes for sex, holding position, and sometimes your friends can shake the two of you and to then you to the,
wait
to then
a
get
minute.
The sensation.
So you're in there, but you're not moving?
Correct.
And then your buddy comes up and just gives you a
exactly.
butt jiggle?
Which I say is BS.
Oh, my God.
You're surely 2 18-year-olds sitting there, like, come
no,
on.
Man. No, man.
So they're naked.
Yes. They're naked. They're connected.
Imagine the train is in the tunnel, but then it just stops.
Okay, right. I thought they were still close. Like, look, man. Sorry.
No.
They're going to happen.
Yeah.
But wait, you're telling me the loophole is, okay, listen, I did not have sex with your daughter.
Right.
We were naked. And my buddy came up behind me and shook my hips for me.
Because my whole thing is, you know, God, big on loopholes. Like, oh, shucks, you kids got me again.
Right.
That's what he does.
Heaven's open for you. You got me.
Doggone it.
I didn't predict that.
Pulled the wool over my eyes.
Come on, gang.
Couple more. Ric Flair, guys, got pants at a WWE event in Boston. I had the privilege of being front row. Everyone saw his old wrinkly man bees and the other stuff too. But the bees, man, I didn't know they hang that badly when you're that old.
But the bees, man.
The bees.
I can't get it out of my head.
Ric Flair's bees. Ric Flair's still around, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still around. Okay. Right.
He's still in Florida.
Of course. If he's alive, he's in Florida. Yes.
Every wrestler is. February 26, 1995, I had the privilege of seeing Pantera in their prime with 3 badass openers. I think I might have seen Pantera, Lollapalooza, maybe? Were they on that bill?
Did they play a Lollapalooza?
That would be the only way that I saw them. I don't know if they did or not.
I'm not saying they haven't, but that rings no bells in my head.
Primus, maybe, is who I'm thinking of with a P.
They're very similar, yes.
You know what I'm
Primus
saying?
And Pantera.
I'm just trying to think of that, because I went to 2 of them. The first 2 back.
One of the tours we went to, we didn't go together, but we went to the same tour. That one definitively had Primus.
Okay.
Alice in Chains, Fishbone, a couple other bands.
That was 2.
Tool, Rage Against the Machines. That was a pretty solid freaking lineup.
Right. Because the first one was Ministry and Pearl Jam and I believe the Chili Peppers, because they came out with the light bulbs on their head.
Of course.
Oh,
I remember, if it's an outdoor festival, you must legally hire the Chili Peppers to play.
That's fact.
That is 100% correct.
There was a span, I swear to God, like 12 years. You'd name any music festival that is outdoors. Chili Peppers. I'm like, but they weren't like touring. I'm like, so you guys just wait for the summer and play outside.
And I've seen them at an arena.
I've seen them indoors, yeah.
Which is cool, but you're right, man. Seeing them at a summer outdoor concert, but you're right. Like, just any radio station that had a concert, they'd show up and play it.
And it seemed like it didn't even matter the format. It could be the Wolves saying, we have the solid country lineup. Special guest, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys, because it's outside.
While in nursing school, I had to observe a live birth. Standing to the side, I'm just supposed to be watching. Baby pops out, quickly followed by the placenta, which hits the floor along with more birthing juices. The placenta hits the floor, not the baby. Fluids splatter onto my shoes.
Mm.
The look, I guess, I gave my clinical instructor was of shock on my face. So she motions for me to leave the room. That's when I knew I would never work in L&D. Is that labor and delivery?
I guess.
Labor and delivery.
Okay. I drove home barefoot. Bought new fluid-resistant shoes the next day for my nursing school.
I can't imagine working in the medical field in any capacity wearing a pair of shoes that are beholden to me. That's when you get the Crocs or something that I don't care about. But, like, there seems to be juice involved with everything. No matter why you go to this, somehow it just ends up juicy, right? And I don't want that on my shoes. That's why you wear scrubs. You don't put it on your favorite clothes. Like, no. Put these on, because stuff's going to get on you. And by stuff, we just mean, you know, human stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Started stuff. Inside of your body.
Yeah.
And now it's outside of your body.
Here's one you can relate to.
Oh, good.
Fairford air show crash.
Oh, boy.
Two MiG-29s hit each other coming out of a loop. One sliced the nose off the other. One crashed beyond the airfield. The other came down in between the parked aircraft. Amazingly, nobody killed in that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see
they ejected.
The helicopter crash last
Huntington
night?
Beach?
Yeah.
That was over the weekend. Did the people make it out of there?
My understanding is that everybody walked away from this helicopter crash. And what's nuts is there's like five different angles of it. People's cell phones, just because there's a helicopter buzzing overhead. I don't know what happens. I think a piece blew off of it. But it just starts doing the helicopter death spiral. You hear people kind of freaking out. And then it crashes on top of a building. But the one thing I noticed in this video, once people recognize this helicopter is going to crash, you see everyone scatter away except one dude. He was just holding his phone straight up.
It's like people were saying that the helicopter used in like Airwolf or what was it?
Like
it's an identifiable helicopter.
Now.
Oh, dude, like L.A. or Huntington Beach helicopter crash. It's just, you're like,
that's the one that happened recently?
Yes.
Yeah, over the weekend.
That was terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess everyone walked away from that.
No kidding. Good.
Yeah. And again, just to reiterate something my brother had told me, you know, when he first started doing his aerospace crap, he's like, well, the average, like 747, if you were to lose power, all right, for every 1 foot drop, you've gone 7 feet forward. Something like a glider, every 1 foot you drop, you've gone 28 feet forward, right? And that's why you can land those bad boys. And he said with a helicopter, for every 1 foot you drop down, you've dropped 1 foot backwards. I was like, Jesus Christ. Crazy, like, right, crazy. You do not want to be...
You just fall out of the sky.
There's not much you can do to regain it.
No.
Whether it was good or not, what did you witness? You'll never forget. 206-803-ROCK. Couple more.
I was going to say, I was in Reno not that long after they had their air crash at the air races.
Yeah.
And that was brutal.
People pass on?
No? Yeah. Because one of the guys, like, basically crashed into the crowd.
That's right.
And it's crazy, as I saw one of those air disaster shows on
yeah.
it. And, like, the one guy, like, his dad used to race in it and this and that. And they basically, like, convinced other people, like, hey, we're not racing this year. We got these awesome seats. Let's sit right here.
No.
Exactly.
Really, Jesus. Man?
Yeah, and I want to say it's, like, two brothers, the dad, and, like, the sister's husband.
Jeez.
And, of course, it's the sister's husband who passes.
No.
But imagine one of your brother-in-laws into going.
Yeah, come on, man. Like, let's just go.
Like, obviously, it's not your fault, but I feel like for a while, you're going to get a lot of little survivor's guilt from your wife's family of, like, had to take him to the air race.
What would be the worst crowd to be injured in?
The worst crowd?
Yes.
I mean, my first thought is rodeo.
My first thought is Siegfried and Roy.
Right, because wild animals are different than mechanical. So a mechanical filly will kill you and all this stuff, but your fear is a little different because I feel like if you get hit with shrapnel from something mechanical, tire blows off the car or whatever, everyone tries to get out of the way kind of thing, or you just don't know. Siegfried and Roy, or the bull jumps up into the freaking rodeo, like, this is a much different... Like, shrapnel doesn't chase me.
Yeah.
Like, if I avoided the initial crash,
I'm probably safe.
But those animals, man.
So sporting events come down to two things. That would be hockey and baseball.
Mm.
Now, with baseball, you can take a foul ball off your head, right?
It's happening.
That thing might be coming at you 130 miles an hour. The ball, however, does have a little give to it, all right?
It's also going 130 miles an hour.
It's also round. It's going to do its damage, but it has no hard edges. Now, if you take a puck to the forehead at a hockey game, with edges and everything else, even if the puck is only going 80, 95 miles an hour, if it clears a glass and bashes you in the forehead, my money says that hurts worse.
It does, but I'm pretty sure hockey was smart enough a couple years ago. I think they net that all the way around.
I think they do now. Yeah.
I'm almost positive they net it pretty high up there.
Because remember, the issue with baseball wasn't even just the balls.
A bat went into the crowd, and I want to say killed a girl.
Did it kill her?
No, it didn't kill her, but it knocked her out pretty good.
But I don't think some parks chose to extend the netting. I don't know that they all have.
No, I don't believe it's league wide that they have to. But I remember it wasn't that long ago, like maybe 5 years ago.
Okay.
This guy let go of a bat and it went out, and the player was broken up. He was broken up. This girl was like 5 years old. She was not old at all.
I remember that. Yeah, well, and I mean that's why you see first base coaches now with helmets. As for years, you just wore a baseball hat.
Yeah.
And then I want to say in the minor leagues or something, some dude caught one off the head and killed him. And they were like, put on the helmet.
Oh, my coach used to defend John Olerud all the time. He'd say he's wearing that batting helmet because he's playing a hot corner.
Right. Yeah.
Not the hot corner.
Because he wore the helmet on first base.
Yes.
Yeah. But fielding.
Yeah. I mean, just because how fast that
Okay, look.
He also had a metal plate in his head.
I want people to protect themselves. That is understood. I love the sport of football, but guys. Those big balloon helmets that some of those guys are wearing.
Guardian cap?
Man, See, everybody's giving those things grief. They don't look that bad because they got the covers on them.
They look ridiculous. But aside from looking ridiculous, and I want to say Ed Reed, former Raven safety, the NFL got pissed off at him because he just spoke the truth about it. Because they asked him about, you know, protecting. And he goes, look, I appreciate the NFL doing what they can. And obviously concussions are the big thing in that sport. He goes, but if you understand what a concussion is, that doesn't do anything.
That's my issue with that.
It doesn't, because a concussion is, your body has stopped moving. Your brain has not.
Correct.
So it's like having a seatbelt, right? So your brain never has a seatbelt. It slams into your skull.
Right.
You're concussed. It's like you put on the biggest goddamn helmet in the world. The point is, if they stop your momentum or hit you right, your brain still slams into. So he's like, I don't know if they're less aerodynamic. He's just like, I wouldn't wear it based on what it's supposed to protect. It literally does not do anything. It
Couple
doesn't
more.
Make any sense.
He says, guys, I saw Pope John Paul II say Mass in person.
Cool. All right,
you saw the Dalai Lama, right?
I did see the Dalai Lama speak.
How was that?
Powerful.
It was.
Was it? I mean, was it good? When you go there and the Dalai Lama's speaking, right? We know who he is, but it's now he's doing this event. Like, what's the vibe? What's he?
You know, peace, love.
Okay.
I flew in here last night, and boy, are my arms tired.
That was a delay, right?
He's just up there doing stand-up.
He's not a comedian.
Yes. That was at the football stadium.
Now, could you go and get garlic fries and just bring them back? No, hold on. Just hear me out. All right? The Dalai Lama.
Right.
Hang on. Can I just go get a big plate of...
Right. Do they have the same
comparison? Can I bring two hot dogs back with me or eat a whole bag of peanuts while he's doing this?
The main thing I remember is that if you had taken upon yourself to maybe pregame the Dalai Lama...
Which I love.
...at Sluggers... When you walk in with your friends, nobody else will be speaking in the entire stadium besides the Dalai Lama.
Oh, really? So you guys need to be quiet.
Right. We didn't really think about it because it's like
just going to Dalai Lama.
It's like a sporting event. But as soon as you walk out of that tunnel, it's like the 100 level. It felt like he turned and looked at us.
Like, why are you late?
Yeah. And it just was so awkward. You realize, like, I just never been to an event like that. It makes sense now.
Sure.
That, of course, people are just going to sit there quietly.
Did you wear your Doc Martens? Did you show?
No, but they had, like, little bracelets you could make for the people next to you and stuff. I wore that for a while.
But you can't go get garlic fries and just come back with a big plate of
Miles, I don't remember if they had concessions. They must have had something.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
come on, nachos.
I got like a 22-ouncer garlic fries.
They must have been serving something. Because even at my nephew's graduation, which was at George Mason's basketball arena, they didn't have them all open, but they had a couple of them open just to like sell water and like snacks.
Right. That's when you get the
That's
most.
That's not a bad idea.
You get the most college graduation.
High school.
How big was this? Because college graduation.
There was like 600 kids in this class.
Oh, Jesus.
It was almost 3 hours. The over under was set at 246.
Oh, see, like God. If they had the hot dogs, they have the Sounders match. I get like one of those 2-footers.
Yeah, the match.
Just bring it back down. Like, people looking around.
Go ahead, do your thing.
I'm sure the Dalai Lama is like a vegetarian. I'm sure all those things. I got a 2-footer and a thing of garlic fries.
Lots of the Dalai Lama.
The final concert the Grateful Dead ever gave in California. Another thing I saw. Ted, Grateful Dead fans will say that the Sphere was one of the most memorable Grateful Dead shows that any Grateful Dead fan has seen. Even with Jerry, they go back to all that stuff. They said that was a moving experience.
Unbelievable. The first time just catches you off guard. And again, a couple Bud Lights. Like, we were not, like, altered.
Yeah.
And that place just blows your mind. Like, you got to hold on because you think you're going to fall.
Really?
Then the second time I went was... Yeah.
Were you altered?
I won't say. It doesn't matter, but it was it was
but
pretty
you were ready. You were ready for the experience.
I was definitely ready. Okay. They came out with Terrapin Station. I'm a terp. It was pretty cool.
Wow. Okay. Guys, I saw a formation of UFOs in the summer. About 7 other people with me camping saw 2.
All right.
You saw one.
I saw one. And it freaked me out.
Here's another. At the zoo, and a lady was having a very touching moment with a chimpanzee to the side of me, between the glass. They were both just reaching out with their hands on either side of the glass, while everyone said, "Aw." Now, as I turned my head from the side, directly in front of me was another chimp, who took an S in his hand,
and then
wiped it on the glass for everyone else to see.
Hey, you go, bitch.
Then proceeded. Then I proceeded like
that.
To
touch that.
He's not done. Then licked it off.
No, they don't care, dude.
It's the Gigi Allen of the primates.
It is, man. Jesus. Like I've seen videos of gorillas that'll just lay one in their hand, and just eat it like a duck.
Really?
Snack? Yes. They don't care. I don't know if they can taste it. I don't know if they can smell it. They don't care. They go for it.
Guys, a bullfight in Spain.
That's so gross,
it's disgusting.
Dude. I mean, like this morning, I washed my hand twice because I had to brush for teeth.
Right.
But they still, right. But I was like, oh, I feel gross. I just pooped.
Yes.
Saw a live bullfight in Spain, bloodiest thing I've ever witnessed. None of the bulls lived. They were dragged out of the arena by a heavy-duty truck.
I don't believe they're supposed to, and it's not exactly a good death.
The ones in Mexico, I don't know if they let the bulls live or not.
Do
they always die?
I thought it was like Gladiator, and they pre-stab them.
Mm. Okay.
Oh, really?
They might.
I think so,
dude. Would you want to take on a bull?
Well, to make him angry, to get him ready to fight.
That's the whole thing is that it's a fight.
To wear them out a little bit.
I'm sorry. If it's a fight, there needs to be a handful of matadors that go down from this thing.
I agree. It's just that it's a bull.
And guys, a guy didn't realize I was walking behind him. So I'm behind him. I'm about 20 feet or so. He's 20 feet in front of me. Inspects a fast food container that is on the ground. Mm. Opens it up and ate whatever was left inside. Oh. Then keeps on walking. And the last thing you... You witness it, you'll never forget. Guys, seriously, I saw someone propose at an Outback Steakhouse.
Well done.
No rules.
Get it.
I'm guilty of drunkenly eating off somebody else's cart at a room service.
Walking by in the hallway?
Yeah.
Did you lift the lid?
What was it?
You know what it was. There was like four chicken wings.
Damn straight it was.
I got back to the room where other people were. They're like, where'd you get that food? I was like, oh, there's a bunch of wigs outside. They were like, that is so gross. I was like, yeah, not bad.
Your guess is as good as mine. Kind of the categories include the most dangerous states in the United States and your Seattle Mariners. And we've got your emails coming up next to the men's room at KISW.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.